Africa.
ABC iView.
The Gold Coast has recorded the highest number of property sales over the last quarter. That's according to a new report by InfoTrack, which says Pimpama on the northern part of our city had the highest amount of house sales in Queensland, while Surfers Paradise topped the list for unit sales. InfoTrack's Head of Property Australia, Lee Bailey, joins you now. G'day, Lee.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Let's start with those house sales. Pimpama coming in at number one for the very first time. What did you find in this particular suburb?
I think Pimpama offers a lot to, you know, the destination for people looking to buy a property, particularly houses. As you mentioned, houses are still the choice for most Queenslanders, with 60% of people buying houses. And Pimpama certainly come in at the number one position. Halfway between, obviously, the Gold Coast, the beautiful Gold Coast, and then Brisbane, it offers people a mix of lifestyle and then commuting ability to Brisbane.
So it's a big suburb. It's halfway between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. There's a lot of new houses that have been built there. Is that the reason why you think it's come out on top as far as house sales goes?
I think so. I think we're seeing new amenities down there. You've got a new big shopping centre very close to Pimpama. You've got the train station now in Coomera. So I think you're seeing that ability to move between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. And so it's setting it up for a real destination for buyers at the moment.
I see Upper Coomera, which is next door, came in at number seven for house sales, also on the northern end of the Gold Coast, of course. So you mentioned earlier the location, an up-and-coming suburb. Is that the reason why there's so much happening there as well?
I think so, Tom. I think that, you know, that is a new suburb, entrant to our top 10. We haven't seen Upper Coomera in there, but it does border, obviously, Pimpama. And I think that sort of growing swell for people wanting to have the value in their lives of having the lifestyle of the beaches and the surf of the Gold Coast, but also probably understanding they've still got to get into potentially the office a few days a week of that in Brisbane. So I think it's really opening up to that and seeing more opportunities, as you know, getting the train potentially over driving. It's really opening that up to people to look as a destination.
You mentioned over 60% of property buyers in Queensland want a house instead of an apartment or a unit. I guess the obvious reason is they want the space and everything else. But are you suggesting, or are you thinking, that as time goes on, that may change because of the cost of living and the cost of housing? People may be forced to just switch their focus to apartment living?
I think it's a balance there, Tom. I think we are seeing those that are still looking for, you know, the larger house and the land potentially to build on or to live on are looking further afield. And it really was a story of two tales with this, with the InfoTrack property report, seeing a lot of those units, particularly around the Gold Coast, Surfers Paradise, Southport, Coolangatta and Broadbeach, very much that unit lifestyle living versus that of Pimpama and Upper Coomera and some other more regional areas where we're seeing people looking for those houses. So I think it's a sort of a balance between the two.
So with unit sales, Surfers Paradise is number one for the second year in a row. What does that tell us about Surfers Paradise and these trends?
Oh, yeah, not only is it the second year in a row, Tom, it's continuing to top our quarter-by-quarter reports. So it's been up there for 2 years in 8 different reports. I think what we're seeing at the moment is people wanting to be in these areas. Surfers obviously offers a lot around it. It could be a destination for those looking to downsize a little. So, you know, it's got a lot of appeal for all ages, really. And also now the ability to move around with the new railway lines and obviously the trams down on the Gold Coast. But, yeah, Surfers just continues to perform month in, month out from our point of view.
You don't really know me very well, Lee, but I sort of like to think I keep my ear to the ground on the Gold Coast. And people I have been talking to in the last 12 or 18 months have been mentioning Coolangatta a lot more as a destination they'd like to live at, you know, close to the airport, close to that northern New South Wales where it's absolutely beautiful. Where has Coolangatta come when it comes with regards to unit sales?
Yeah, good question, Tom. And I'm glad to hear you keeping your ear to the ground on property
always
down there.
Always do.
It's made a new entrance, so it's a new entrant into our top 10 list. It's never been there before, and we've seen that come in at number 9. So actually ahead of Broadbeach, by all accounts, as well. But I think, you know, totally, I've got a soft spot for Coolangatta myself. You know, very lovely. It's probably not as busy as the Surfers and the Broadbeaches of the world, but you've still got that, you know, you've got the restaurants, the amenities, the bars as well down there, but also some beautiful units down there that have been coming up over the last couple of years. So to see that come in the top 10, I think, has been great. And as you mentioned as well, very close to the airport for those needing to travel to other parts of the country.
I used to joke that driving to Coolangatta was like driving 30 years backwards, which was what made it so charming, all those beautiful old apartments and whatnot. But you're right, it is all about new apartments now and new restaurants. And, you know, it's becoming the sort of hotspot, I think, looking at the Gold Coast. So you're saying there's more units sold in Coolangatta now than Broadbeach?
Correct. Well, in the last three months, that's what we saw from the InfoTrack perspective, Tom, that we saw more units being sold there than Broadbeach. I think some of that may be that there's been a lot of build going on in Coolangatta over the last few years that we've still seen come to fruition. But yeah, personally, from my point of view, I think that's great to see.
Wonderful. InfoTrack's Head of Property Australia, Lee Bailey, and also a fan of the Southern Gold Coast, Coolangatta. Thanks for your time, Lee.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
There you go. Interesting, isn't it? Coolangatta, the new Gold Coast hotspot. Who would have thought it? And of course, if you're looking for a house, Pimpamar and Upper Coomera listing really highly in that new property track, sorry, that new info track report. Pimpamar, the number one for house sales in Queensland. Stay with us. Coming up next, a beautiful singer. Her name is Claire Ann Taylor. She's going to be right here in the studio singing one of her new songs, Just For You.